Let's talk to Ryan Littlestone. He is a trader and analyst at forexflow.live. Very good morning to you, young Ryan.
Good morning, Nick.
Right, you've got three thought-provoking charts. Let's kick off with the first one. We're looking at the Great British Pound against the US dollar, cable on a four-hour chart. What are your observations here, Ryan?
Well, we're seeing a big break at the moment because we're getting some Brexit news out that the possibility that there's some form of deal coming either on the transition period and potentially some good news on the Irish border. That's seen cable break the 140 level. I was going to speak about how I was going to have a little short just ahead of 140, and I did at 139.95, and that got blown in about 30 seconds.
Right.
So that trade's out the window for today. But yeah, we've got a big breakup here at 140, potentially. It's all news-based, and we've got to see what's going to happen in the next hour or so when we get Barnier and Davies having their meeting and then followed by a press conference. So potentially big news with the pound coming, and it's a big week this week for the pound. You know, apart from this meeting today on Brexit, we've got the Bank of England later. We've got important, later this week, we've got important data, jobs, retail sales, CPI. And then that ends later in the week with the EU summit, which potentially, again, there's going to be a deal ratified on Brexit. So big week for the pound.
OK, well, let's move on to the weekly chart on that. A commentator, sort of a technical analyst, as opposed to a trader, was highlighting last week that this sort of was quite a nice looking chart, that in the fact that you had higher highs and higher lows, and it was quite smooth off the lows, and they expected the trend to continue.
Yeah, well, it's been a trend that's been up and up and up, you know, for quite a while now. All the Brexit waves are still floating around, but you know, it's been a one-way trade for the last year or so, and you know, we potentially got the possibility of hitting the big 145 area, you know, perhaps 146, as you can see on the chart there. It's quite a big area up there. And this, if we do manage to clear this 140 area, then the possibility is there that we do have a big move, because slowly but surely the Brexit deal is getting done.
Yeah.
We've still got the big trade stuff to get through. So, you know, even, you know, the Irish border, if that gets sorted, that's a big thing in itself. The transition period, the market's getting a little bit bullish on that, but it's not a big thing. We're going to get a transition period. What I'm looking at right now is whether we get confirmation of that today. And I think that we might have a situation where we're going to sell the news. You know, we bought the rumour and we might sell the fact. But it's all going to depend on that time frame. Is the transition going to be 24 months? Is it going to be shorter? That's got some potential to move this current move that we're seeing today. But for longer term, slowly but surely, the deal's coming together.
Right.
And that's going to be positive for the quid.
Understood. Okay, well, let's wrap up with your last slide. The US dollar against the Canadian. What are your thoughts here?
Well, we spoke about this last week. You know, the 130 level that highlighted on the chart there, very big, strong level. I was shorting it last week, as you know. And one of the other trades to look at was reversing into a long on the break. And on my last trade, I shorted it at 139.95. I did a reverse stop at 130.10. And here we are now touching up at 131.20. So it's one of those trades that we were speaking about. When you get a break,
yeah,
because a level was held so much for so long, the pressure that just building below it, when it goes, it goes. And fortunately, we got a big push up to 131. And I managed to ride that all the way up. But
well, that's the key thing. That's the key thing to about your trading style, is that, you know, don't love a position. You took a 15-point stop on a short and then reversed, and basically effectively it's moved in your favour 110 pips without any slippage.
Exactly. It's all about identifying these levels, and we spoke about it last week.
Yeah,
it was a big level to short against. You know, a lot of resistance up there, and as I say, the more times we test a level, and the more a price keeps building up below it, the buyers keep coming in, it just forces a break. And when you do get that break, it can be explosive. Sometimes you can get a fake out, and you get caught out on that side. But again, I had a 20 pip stop the other side when I went long, and it held and didn't really look back. And this is a pair at the moment that when it does go, it goes big. And when you can get on those trains, they're nice. But even late last week, I was shorted it on a separate trade into 131. I managed to grab a few pips on that down to sort of 130.70, 130.68. But I kept the the bulk of the long. I've still got a little bit now, and you know, we'll see where it goes. He's had a little collapse at the moment, back through 131, but we'll see how it goes.
Ryan, on that note, as always, great to talk to you. And that's Ryan Littlestone. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Nick.